Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Israel, the Most High, our power is one. Shabbat Shalom. Abba, which I am Shemaim, Kodesh be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another Sabbath, another gathering, another coming together. I ask that you bless our time, bless the prophets, preach throughout the nation, and then recognize your holy day, and do the best that they can do. Give them what they need, refreshing, renewing, refilling on today. We love you, we worship you, and we take this time to do so. It's in the name of our brother, Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. So be it.
Mm-hmm.
tuned in to Blueprint for Life. I am the Torah, and we're having some problems with Babylon Talk Radio today, so we're not going to prolong the time. We're going to try to get to it, because I got my brothers that want to bring some lessons and some messages forward, but before we do so, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Tamar Torah.
Shalom this morning. It's another beautiful and blessed day. So glad to be here. Today we're going to make this quick. This is our healing segment. As you know, we are about bringing information forward for our people. Healing is a component of making sure that we're living healthier lives through herbs, through exercise, through diet, and those things like that. So today, I know I brought this particular root before, but before I do, I want to just say this disclaimer. I'm not a herbalist. I'm not a physician. I don't practice medicine, and nor do I claim to be anything but one of the Most High's daughters who's trying to help bring his people into this kingdom through eating right according to the dietary laws and making sure we're keeping the statute laws and commandments. So I know I brought this route before, but I want to bring it again just because, you know, again, they're ramping up on TV talking about how the flu is killing people, how many deaths there have been, you know, scaring people into this frenzy to go and get their flu shots. And so I wanted to bring this herb, which is marshmallow root. And marshmallow root has amino acids, calcium, iron, magnesium, niacin, vitamins A, B1, B2, B3, and C. There are no known drug interactions with this marshmallow root. It is for a respiratory problem. And so this is an excellent root. I used to use this in the past when I did have problems with asthma, respiratory, bronchitis, things like that. But it is an excellent root. You can find this at one of your grocers. Here in Concord, they have Harvest House. In San Francisco, there's Rainbow Grocer. So I want to encourage you, as always, to do the research. Hopefully you have written down a couple of herbs that would help you with this flu and cold season that we're experiencing this year. And I hope that you're eating according to the dietary laws. Make sure you're keeping the statute laws and commandments. As always, I like to bring a scripture regarding healing. And it comes out of Psalms 103, verse 1 through 5. It said, "Blessed, Most High, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Most High, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healed all thy diseases, who redeemed the life of destruction, who crowned thee with love, kindness, and tender mercies, who satisfied thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle." And so the message today is just to remember the goodness of what our Elohim, our Most High, does. He forgives us of all our iniquities, and he heals us. Even though he knows what we're doing on the land, people are out there still not teaching, keeping the statute laws and commandments. But although he knows what's going on in this world, he still said he will heal us, he will forgive us, and we just need to take hold of that. So with that said, I'll go ahead and do the announcements unless there's any questions. Looks like we have brothers on the phone, Brother D, Brother Deacon Abiram, I'm sorry, and the Roaring Lion.
But Deacon Abiram, he's like he's working at his cars over there. It'd be so much more. What you doing over there?
Nothing right now, man. I'm settled in right now.
Okay. No,
we had some problems this morning with Blog Talk Radio with the billing system. And so our time is limited. That's why we're moving, because I want you brothers to get it in, okay?
Oh, okay. That okay, sounds good.
Abiram is going to bring the reading of the law, and then I know you told me about the lesson that you got for the day. So I want to make sure we get it in. That's why we sound like we're moving, because they have cut our time.
Okay, okay. And I'll move real fast. I'll move real fast.
No, take your time. That's why I'm cutting my time short.
Okay.
This is Tamar. She's still going.
I think Brother Aviram had something to say. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, do we have time for that? The whole chapter of Deuteronomy 8?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So I'll finish up.
Yeah.
I just want to encourage our brothers and sisters to join us every week, Most High willing. Tuesday is the Heart of a Hebrew Woman. I did a lesson last week about the mouth and what comes out of your mouth. So if you want to listen to the archives about that. Wednesday is Inspirational Wednesday. Most High willing, that'll be back on this week. Thursday, again, Straight No Chaser. And Friday's Preparation Day. Saturday, again, is our Sabbath Torah lesson. So if you can follow, which is Be the Preacher, Tamar Torah on Facebook and on Blog Talk. And with that said, I wish you a beautiful day, and I want to turn it over to Deacon Abraham to bring out the laws.
Shabbat Shalom to all the 12 tribes and strangers among us, Brother Sha'og and Brother V. I want to say Shabbat Shalom to you personally.
Shabbat Shalom.
Before I start to read the Shabbat Shalom. Is Brother Tayari on the line?
No, not right now.
Okay. We're gonna go with Deuteronomy 8. We're going to read the whole chapter. Start at the first verse. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall be observed to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Most High swear unto your fathers. You notice it says all the commandments, not ones you want to cherry pick. Verse 2, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Most High thy Elohim led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee and to prove thee, to know that was in what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. The Most High is always testing us. Verse 3, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not. Neither did thy father know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Most High doth man live. That's the words that our brother, our Master Yeshua, used against Satan when he tempted him. Verse 4.
That's a beautiful scripture that I heard some brothers bring out about the manna in the Apocrypha. That manna, I'm going to find it while you're reading this. But he gave us manna because manna was able to give you whatever taste you wanted. If it was a steak, chicken, whatever, that's what you tasted when you ate the manna.
That's
amazing. Bring it up. That's good. Yeah,
that's
like
amazing.
I said, I didn't know that. But it was coming from heaven, so it was coming from heaven,
right.
So you know it had to be special.
Right.
Verse 4. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did the foot swell these 40 years.
Wow.
I mean, their clothes didn't even, I mean, they didn't get old. They didn't wind up with rags. Those,
wow.
Those clothes stayed as if they were new. Verse 5, thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Most High thy Elohim chastens you. He chastens who he loves. Therefore, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Most High thy Elohim to walk in his ways and to fear him. So you have to fear, like he says, keep his commandments and fear the Most High. That's the duty of man. Verse 7, for the Most High thy Elohim bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills. That's what we have to look forward to. Verse 8, a land of wheat and barley and wines and fig trees and pomegranates, for that pomegranate wine, and land of all oil, olive, and honey. Verse 9, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of those hills thou mayest dig brass. Verse 10, when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Most High, the Elohim, for the good land which he hath given thee. Verse 7, beware that thou forget not the Most High, the Elohim, in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Verse 12, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and has built goodly houses and dwelt therein. Verse 13, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied. Verse 14, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Most High, the Elohim, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Verse 15, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water? Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint? Verse 16, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew, not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. Verse 17, and thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. Give all glory to the Most High. But thou shalt remember that the Most High, the Elohim, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. Verse 19, and it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Most High, the Elohim, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. And verse 20, as the nations which the Most High destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye will not be obedient unto the voice of the Most High, your Elohim. That's the reading of the law.
Hallelujah. You want to expound on that, brother? You got time.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, I didn't know where, you know, because of time here. But the whole thing is, like I said, the Most High says that if you're not going to follow his commandments and do what the nations do, then you're going to perish just like them. You know, because we're out here, we want to follow the nations and be like they are. But that's not the way of the Most High, and that's not going to do anything that's not going to bless us. I mean, if we want to be blessed, we got to follow these commandments and give all glory to the Most High. And not forget his commandments, because just like it says, it says his commandments, laws and statutes. Like I said, they follow all of them. It's not like you can decide, like some of them, you know, they figure, oh, we know we're the Hebrews, but they decide they're going to eat pork and they're going to eat these foods that are abominable to the Most High because they think they can. You can't go through and pick out what you want to do in these laws and, you know, just to satisfy yourself as men do. Supposed to be giving glory to the Most High and doing what the Most High has set forth in front of us.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Bring down a good point.
You mentioned about the manna, but you look at the fact that they were out there in the wilderness for 40 days. I mean, I'm sorry, 40 years. And like it says, the clothes didn't get old, the feet didn't swell. The Most High got them through all of that. Even the ones that he didn't want to go into the land he promised because of their disobedience, he still he still looked after them. He still kept them so that they were in, so that they were able to get through that wilderness, even though they were disobedient.
Absolutely. So is it, somebody's on speakerphone, it's causing some feedback.
It could be me. I just got off the speakerphone.
All right, so I'm trying to find the scripture because you sent me Apocrypha. And the Christian church will tell you only what they know from the KJV about manna tasting like fresh oil and everything they use manna for. But it was an amazing sustenance that the Most High gave us to provide for us in the wilderness. And so I didn't want to play it down. I thought that was great that you brought that out, because that was him showing, I will provide. And you know what? We kept complaining. So he said, okay, I'm going to give you some quail. Go ahead and eat, because that's what y'all want. Y'all just never satisfied. You want to go back to Egypt? Talking about I'm not taking care of you. Man, we've been off the chain for a while, and that still sounds like our people that we fall into. And so he just kept giving us what we wanted to shut us up, and we're never satisfied, which has us in the position that we're in today in these judgments and captivity. And he's letting us go through all these captivities, so we'll be like, okay, we don't ever want to do that again. And so, unfortunately, that's why we see things happen to our people today, because he's like, you brought this on yourself, and I don't want you to ever forget.
Well, you know, Brother B, you know what, and the thing is, okay, on that day before the Sabbath, the Most High gave them double portion. You know, so they wouldn't go out doing any work looking for manna and gathering it. And what did our stiff-necked people do? Sabbath came, and they went out there looking. And they were given that double portion for a reason, but they still went out there looking. Because, you know, the Most High has dealt with some stiff-necked Hebrews, I'm telling you. Stiff-necked people.
Stiff-necked. And you're right, because people don't realize that on Friday is almost as important in provision as the Shabbat, because it's a double portion, and you're right.
Yeah, but like I said, but the Hebrews went out there looking on Sabbath. They went out there to looking for more manna, and you know, as a matter of fact, the Most High brought that up. You know, it's, you know, I gave them a double portion, but they're still out here. I mean, you know, just like today, you know, the majority of our nation is stiff-necked. They don't want to come back to the ways of the Most High. But that just leads to the fact that there's only going to be a remnant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we don't want to receive on the sixth day the double portion. We want to do extra. We want to get it all in. That's why our people still go hit the club and everything else on Friday night.
Yeah,
we want to hurry up and get it all in.
Exactly. And then they go with the heathen, saying that even if that Saturday actually starts in the morning, but it starts that at sundown Friday.
That's
a lot of stuff coming out. It's a lot of stuff coming out in these last days. That 12 tribe chart is being exposed. The heathens are being exposed. It's a lot of stuff coming out. I mean, H.R. 1242, that law that was passed, everything is just like being revealed. And the Greek word is apokalypto, which is the uncovering. And so we just need to pay attention to what's transpiring. Very important.
Yes.
I'm not going to go into it right now because it's a whole lesson. That's why I don't want to kind of lead into it. But, the 12 tribes of Jacob are all brothers. Let's get it straight.
You know what, Brother V?
Go ahead.
Let's hear from Sister Tamar. Why was that 12 chart tribe put out there?
And it's just my opinion. So these are not the Most High words. These are my words. It's simply because these brothers out here wanted to date outside their race. They didn't want to deal with a black sister. So they said, well, we're going to invite the Latinos in. They wouldn't invite the Edomites, but everybody that's not black can come in, Latinas and Haitians, whatever.
Brother D, you knew she was going to say that?
Well, she's right. Strange women. They want to go after strange women.
That were close in our color, and say, oh, yeah, they're part of the tribe of Israel, and so that's not true. So that's why. And let me tell you, I think it was Thursday, there was a brother on Facebook. He broke it down about the tribe of Ephraim, and he basically said the same thing. His brothers want to date outside their tribe. So it was a good breakdown. Hosea 7, I think I told you was. But it was excellent because, you know, he talked about Ephraim being the, what is it, a cake unturned or something like that. He talked about it. It was very good, profound. So, you know, we just got to wake up. Because people use this Bible to their benefit and only theirs, and go from there. So I'm done.
Bring it out. Bring it out.
Wise words.
Yeah, y'all have to send me a link on that so I can look into it.
Okay, I'll find it.
Thank you.
Y'all look into it because he's. I'm gonna leave you alone. We on the line.
That's all I've ever dealt with.
All right.
No. Yeah, that's all I've ever dealt with.
Don't you be going talking about that's a tribe in the thigh. She good. That's a tribe. No. Hey,
with Judah. That's right. Bring it out.
Yeah, we got problems, you know. But we love to be like, oh, yeah, you Naphtali. Oh, yeah, you Reuben. I'll never hear him say, you Reuben or you Gad.
Right.
I'll never hear that.
No.
Nobody knows.
Don't nobody know. Stay with Judah. Stay in your tribe.
That's right.
All right.
Wow.
Akarya, it's all in your hands. Go ahead.
Thank you, my brother. Shabbat Shalom to the 12 tribes, to my brother and sister on the radio. And all the listeners out there, it's a beautiful spin off of what Deacon Abiram brought out this morning, and basically about the law, statutes, and commandments, and you know what they mean in the application today, 2018, and this is a beautiful segue. I won't be long. But I wanted to start my lesson off basically with Matthew 5:17-18. And because when I came into this truth and I was going back trying to bring our brethren up out of Christianity, one of the verses I would bring out to them and why we want to keep God's law, statutes, and commandments, I would bring out Matthew 5:17-18, and it was amazing the Christian response to this scripture. So I'm just going to start off and read there, Matthew 5:17-18, and this is in red ink. This is Yahawashi speaking. He says, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily, I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." And
hallelujah.
And when the Israelites read that, it's so cool. And I'm going to break down 17. I'm going to break down 18. And like I brought out about a week or two ago, about some scriptures that to me was a smoking gun, and just to debunk their response on why they don't have to keep God's law, statutes, and commandments. So basically, I'm going to break down 17 and 18 real quick. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. Now, when he's saying, think not that I came to destroy the law or the prophets, Yahawashah is bringing out, if I destroyed the prophets who spoke of me, then he would be destroying himself. And with the prophets, the definition of a prophet is what Brother or Deacon Abiram did today, bringing forth God's word and bringing forth the truth. You know, prophets didn't prophesy nothing new. They prophesied what was already written. So Yahawashah wasn't going to destroy the law or the prophets that brought out his law. And then at the bottom of verse 17, he said, I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. And when they get to the word fulfill, that's the subject of, or the basis of my subject today is they key on the word fulfill. And they believe when Yahawashah laid down his life for our sins, that was the fulfilling of the prophecy. And that's where they get stuck. And it makes me mad because when you read verse 18, this is what makes me mad. It says, for verily I say unto you, verse 18, till heaven and earth pass. Now, we could just stop right there. All of us right now, if you could hear the sound of my voice, you are on planet Earth. Planet Earth is still here. It has not passed away. New heaven has not come. We're still on the same earth that Jesus walked on.
Yahawashah.
Look up into the sky, you still see heaven is up there. The stars, the moon, the sun. You got meteorites shooting back and forth. The heavens are still out there in perfect synchronization that God put in place in Genesis. So the fact that they could read, I'm going to read it all, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle. I just looked up jot and tittle. I'm thinking, okay, jot is a period, a tittle is a comma. But when I broke down what a jot and a tittle is in Hebrew, it's even less significant than a period and a comma. And a tittle, I believe, is like a piece of a comma. So he's saying nothing, in no way, form, or fashion, nothing is going to be erased from the law. Not even a tittle or a jot. Until all be fulfilled. And that's the word that he used, to all be fulfilled. So he used it in verse 17. I'm going to read it one more time. Think not that I come to destroy the law of the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Then in verse 18, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. And Christians believe all was fulfilled on the cross. I just want to make that perfectly clear until I conclude with these verses. And these are, I got three sons, and it's all in red ink. It's all Jesus speaking. So y'all can write this down. Luke 21, and then I'm going to start reading from 8 just so we can get it in context. But I want y'all to write these verses down real quick. Luke 21 and 22, and I'll read it real quick. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. And I'm going to break that down in a second. So that's Luke 21 and 22. The second one is Luke 21 and 32. And he said, verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Okay, I'm going to break that down, and then I'm going to break down Luke 21 and 27, going up a little bit higher. And that's talking about today. It said, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud. You can't get no more clear than that. He's talking about the last day, the Son of Man returning. He said, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when the 28, and when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So I'm going to read real quick. We got enough time, V? I'm a speed
go ahead,
read.
Go ahead.
Okay, Luke 21 and 8, just so we can get this in context. And I'm just going to read. I ain't going to say what chapter is, but I'm going to start at 8. And he said, "Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them." And this is just speaking into the last day so we can get it into context. It says, verse 9, "But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by." That's 9. Here's 10. "Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." That's talking about 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11. "And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, and pestilence, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven." 12. "But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you." So we got persecution coming for those keeping the law, statutes, and commandments. "Delivering you up to the synagogue." They're going to take us to the synagogue. "And into prison." We going into prisons. "Being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake." If you Joel Osteen and T.D. Jakes and them, and you speaking smooth words, and you giving the people with their prosperity and all that, and you going to church on Sunday, and you ain't keeping the laws and statutes, you ain't getting brought before the council of men. But if you're keeping God's Sabbath and his commandments, and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and you're preaching his word, and you're preaching out against homosexuality, and you're preaching out against everything that they're bringing forth today, that's going to be considered hate mongering. That's going to be a hate crime. That's going to be, in the last days, good going to be called evil. Evil going to be called good. You're going to get persecuted for bringing forth this word. You're going to be hated by everybody. So read that again. So before all these things shall lay, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn, 13, "and it shall turn to you for a testimony." Who's going to be testifying? God's chosen. His, like Brother Abiram brought out today, his remnant. Verse 14, "Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist." Verse 16, "And ye shall be betrayed." Now listen to this. "And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death." So some of us going to be put to death. We're going to be betrayed by our brethren. And when I hear brethren, because he's talking to the saints, he's talking to the prophets. But when he say brethren, he's talking about other Israelites. Because some of them are going to be, hey, you know, the Sunday thing coming out, we got to be wise. So we, look, our new Sabbath is Sunday now because we ain't trying to go to jail. I've heard some Israelites, they talking about all kind of foolishness as far as taking on the mark. That's what it was. Thank you, God, for bringing it to my remembrance. They saying, get the mark. Go in and get the chip. If you listening to Block Talk Radio, don't get the chip.
You mean
because
little
that
Ray
whole,
Ray
that's
turn me in? You mean little Ray Ray going to turn me in?
Hey, Brother Avian, he going to turn you in. And he going to be wearing fringes. Look, he can Abiram and B Torah, man, they over there worshiping on the Sabbath in secret, and they don't got a chip.
Yep, they call it and look at it as a blessing to be persecuted for his
name. Exactly, exactly. So our brethren's going kinsfolks. He said, and friends. He said, your parents. Can you imagine?
There's some Hebrews teaching. You better go on and get that chip. That's not the mark of the beast. What's wrong with you? How you
exactly.
going to eat? How you going to live?
Exactly.
I have heard that.
Exactly.
Don't think just because somebody is woke. They got a gold ticket and they all on the right page.
Exactly.
Yeah. Even
so,
even if that wasn't the mark, I mean, regardless, you're not supposed to be putting anything in your body underneath your skin. That's not of the Most High.
Oh yeah, and I can tell you how it's the mark because the Bible said you were.
Because he talked about tattoos. He said, "Don't do that. That's in the commandments." You're
mm-hmm.
right.
Mm-hmm. And the Bible said you won't be able to sell. You won't be able to sell, buy, and I'm going to tell you that is unequivocal. Is that because once they do away with the monetary system and all your money and everything going to be on that chip, you will not be able to do anything. Just like the Bible said thousands of years ago, you won't be able to do anything without that chip. And once they convert all the cars over into that, you ain't going to even be able to drive your car.
Right.
You're not going to be able to do anything. And just like we talked about that manna today, who going to rely on the Most High?
There you go.
Who going to trust in the Most High now? Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
So, you know, and that's why we have to prepare now. Yeah, we have to prepare for, all that. You
eating
know?
Grass.
Oh, shoot,
eating grass and trees and shrubs.
Yeah. Look, I'm ready. Exactly. I'm ready to be riding around like the Amish, you know. I'm ready to give me a horse and buggy, man. It's grass everywhere. It's grass everywhere.
Brother V, you did bring it. You brought out something where, you know, they're teaching that this chip or whatnot, that's not the mark of the beast. But what do? You just discount what the Bible says, that you're going to get that mark on your forehead or on your wrist. You're saying that no, that isn't what it is. It's supposed to be something else. It's like the one guy saying it was worshiping on Sunday. No, the Bible is pretty clear about what it's talking about. So
exactly, worshiping on Sunday won't prevent you from not being able to buy or sell. That's foolish.
Exactly, and just like you said, there are people out there preaching that that's not the mark of the beast, and pretty much telling you go ahead and get that chip,
And if that's a mark or the number,
that's how you're gonna be able to buy. That's how you're gonna be able to buy, having that chip.
Yeah, mark or a number, and it looked like a mark. Some of the marks now, there's a whole bunch of dots. Look like somebody took some ink and just splattered it on there. You take that, you put it up on the thing, drink, tell you, I'll give you all kind of info on the product, the price, all that. Then got the little number under the barcode, all that. Like, come on. Thousands of years ago, it predicted this?
You scan it. Yeah, you scan it and they say, now go and get your pork sandwich.
There you go. So, hey, just to conclude, let me see. I don't know why I left off. Ye shall be hated, all nations, but there's, 18, but there shall not a hair on your head perish. 19, in your patience possess ye your souls. Verse 20, here we come. Now we're getting into it. Now this is when the lessons start. Verse 20, I want to get it into context. Now this right here is Jesus. It's in red. He's talking to the Israelites, and he's talking to Judah, and he said, verse 20, this is Luke 21 and 20, and when ye shall see Jerusalem compass with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Verse 21, then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out. And let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. Here it go. Now here's the smoking gun. Verse 22. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. Now watch this. This is Jesus. He's alive. He's breathing.